Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
We have been told to be on blackout watch at the moment. I think a little bit later tonight, sort of indicative of energy issues all across the country and caps and that sort of thing. It's not a rush out, hoard, panic buy kind of situation by any means.
It's just a warning that if, I guess, in your peak energy use times, if it gets too much, they're going to have to kind of turn power off on and off.
Yes,
in
and that's what it'll be. I am a little anxious because we had those storms in, I think, like November last year, and that was where my block particularly took like an extra 36 hours on top of everyone else in Renmark to get power back.
Yeah, and I didn't think this was going to be an issue again, even with that November issue, because back in maybe 5 years ago, I want to say, there was giant statewide power outage, and we thought that was kind of the end of it. They'd fix the problem.
Yeah, Elon Musk, you were meant to... He was actually probably meant to fix this one too.
Yeah, we probably should get on to him about that.
Oh my goodness. Twittering about pronouns and getting upset over that and fix our battery.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Can I offer you a silver lining too if we do lose power tonight, or if I lose power specifically?
Yeah.
Past couple of Wednesdays, Disney Plus releases a new episode of Obi-Wan Kenobi. It is terrible. I really think it's a poor television show, but I can't resist from watching it every week. If I get the week off and I cannot watch it by any means,
you don't have to get back
I'm a free man.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I need to sever it entirely and get out of loop with it.
So now if the power goes out, we can just blame you because you've been cutting wires, so you don't have to watch Obi-Wan Kenobi. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's it.
Look, obviously the general idea is just to make sure, as you should anyway, you've got candles, you've got torches, you've got a radio, so you can listen to us here at Magic 931, but also, you know, emergency reasons.
Yes, probably more that.
But I'm thinking it is National Blood Donor Week this week, right?
Hmm.
Also, the blood donation bus is in the Riverland. It's around. They're not going to let them lose power. They have to have backup generations. No. They need a supporter. I'm just saying, if it happens in the middle of the day, just book yourself an appointment. You go donate blood.
You can't just hook up a wire to their refrigerator truck and hope to steal some.
Not what I'm suggesting. Instead, just they'll have heating, they'll have cooling, they'll have everything you need. If you just book in for a blood donation appointment, you can sit in there for like an hour. And
you know what that is, Brooke?
What?
It's a Life Hack Wednesday.
It is a Life Hack Wednesday. Life Hack Wednesday is back.